diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
The reason that people listen to this radio show, The Sons of Liberty, day after day, week after week, and year after year. Well, folks, you know when I say atheist, skeptic, lunatics, assorted bad guys on our intro, we really do have meaning behind that statement.
It's Don't not, forget the lunatics. The lunatics
well, no, too. I mean, there's a whole mess of them. But the fact of the matter is this little analogy, this true story analogy, will give you an understanding why we always talk about the atheist, skeptic, lunatics, assorted bad guys, so on and so forth. Listen carefully. David Hume, who was a deist, he believes God's there, but he just doesn't believe that God actually reaches into their lives in a specific manner by the Holy Ghost. David Hume, who was a deist, didn't believe in any inspiration or revelation of the Son of God or even in the Bible. About 5 o'clock one morning, he was going down the street in London, and he came around a corner and went straight into the hands of another man who said, "Why, are you David Hume?" David Hume replied, "Yes." "Well, why are you at this early hour?" English vernacular. "The deist said, 'I'm going to hear George Whitefield preach,'" replied Hume, the deist. The man said to Hume, "You don't believe a word Whitefield preaches," said the man. "No," Hume said. He answered, "But George Whitefield does." Folks, do you understand why the atheist, skeptic, lunatic, weirdos, and assorted bad guys continuously turn in every Saturday from 4 to 6? And why America turns to the Sons of Liberty every week? It's because of that very reason. What's the point? That even a deist knows when a man is not just talking theology. Men are tired of talk. What was the distinction? This deist knew that this preacher meant what he said, and that's why he went to go see George Whitefield. What was my original question? Why do people tune into the Sons of Liberty every week? Because people know Jake, the other guy. We mean what we say. We believe what we say. That's why we get so much opposition, persecution, slander, defamation. Oh, and by the way, not just from as you would call it, America, the left, but the conservatives are in the mix too. See, because they love only so far as they can talk about it. But the minute they have to do something about it, there the love is extracted in whole.
There goes the love.
America, I got a question for you. How can the truth in Christ Jesus be objective? And I speak this to the lunatics, the weirdos, the bad guys, the atheists, the deists, so on and so forth. How can the truth in Christ be objective if truth in Christ is what established the freedoms that you now have? I put the question to all of you, America. Whenever I get persecution, slander, defamation, accusations, whatever it might be, I always have to reply with, it's interesting that we never give our opinion. We just give you fact. And it was the second president of the United States named John Adams who said that facts are stubborn things. The Bible and the Constitution are stubborn things. They're not moving because your opinion differs from the principles that have been given unto us. So let me ask you the question again. How can the truth in Christ, this is a Christian nation, be objective if truth in Christ is what established the freedoms that you now have? Because it is Christ that says the truth makes men free. And it was Christ that said in John 14:6 that I am the way, the truth, and the life. So to object to the truths that have been established or the freedoms that have been established, and you say you don't agree with them, that's a complete contradiction. It makes no sense at all. You're complaining about what you have been given, and you stand in contradiction by your opinion to say that it's not true, yet you're walking in the freedom that that truth has been given to you. Does that make sense? Folks, let me say this. If a preacher is not known in hell, he's not worth his hill of beans. And I'm telling you what, the hell on earth that I deal with on a daily basis proves the fact that Christ is alive forevermore. Because, again, I'm not giving my opinion. I have a responsibility on this radio show, and every radio show should leave you either damned or delivered. That is my job. You are my responsibility to give you facts. Because my opinions go for naught on Judgment Day, folks. And I want to tell you, there's a lot that hangs on the preachers on this radio show day after day, week after week, year after year, namely Jake and myself. Today we're going to be talking about the old past, namely what it was like in America when we obeyed God. Last week we visited the 1930s, the 40s, and many called in to tell us their stories of remembrance. It was awesome. My heart was warmed. It really honestly was. And we're going to do the same thing today, but what I want to do is I want to hit the 1950s, the 1960s, the 70s, and the 80s. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. I'm going to give you the number real quick. When we come back after this break, I'm going to give you food for thought, a conversation that I had with a state senator just this week. I'm going to exemplify his love for you, America, and hopefully you're going to understand the difference between love and hate. But if you'd like to be a part of today's show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. When we come back from this break, again, we're going to do food for thought, and then we're going to get back to nostalgia.
Nostalgia.
Be right back, folks.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Bradley and Jake on Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Awesome. You guys, are we back on this van again? You guys, this is just heavy. Matt Barber is actually, he's an attorney. He's a preacher. He's a hitter. I think he's with the American Family Association. Is that correct? And other associations, but that was the main run.
Liberty Council, I think he's with.
Oh, that's right. Liberty Council, but I know he's on AFA quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. Man,
that's right. That's what he's doing. AFA uses him as a referral. So, awesome. Yep. Thank you, guys. That's great. Folks, I just wanted to say welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. You have on have with you on this beautiful day in Minnesota, yours truly, Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Again, folks, this is the radio show that makes not other men the measure of our conduct, because I've said so many times, and I say again, it's a terrible place, folks, when your brains are in someone else's head. If you'd like to be a part of today's show, we're going to talk about nostalgia, and we're going to go back from the last week we talked from the 20s, 30s, 40s. This week we're going to talk 50s, 60s, 70s. And 80s, and then we'll take it from there. And just, again, if you'd like to be a part of that show, please give us a call at 1-877-807-9977. But I'm going to do food for thought before we get going on nostalgia. Go ahead,
Jake. Just adding a couple things. Because this happened on Sunday of last week, many of you folks listening right now probably are aware, but for some of you that aren't, we were just featured in the New York Times. You can see Bradley's picture on the fashion and style section of last Sunday's New York Times. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, it's on the top of our media scrolling banner on the front of the page. But you want to read that. New York Times gave us a spin. We're not going to tell you how it was, if it was good or bad. We need you to look into it.
You jumped the gun a little bit, but since we'll hit it really quick because I'm on food for thought right now, right, folks? Folks, do you remember the piece? We were actually at the State Fair on August 28th. It was a Saturday. And I was approached by a reporter from the New York Times, and he had said to me, "Hi, my name is so-and-so, and I'm from the New York Times." And I said, "Not interested." Due to experience, you kind of get a little hardened and a little wise real quick with reporters. because they like to create their stories and then report them as factual when, in fact, it's propaganda for the most part as to what they promulgate. And he just said to me, he goes, listen, I'm not like other reporters. And what I found out is he was an investigative reporter. And over the last 3 weeks, this reporter has been going back and forth with me on the phone asking me questions. And I opened the doors wide open to this guy. We had him down into the office. We had him through everything and anything he asked us. We gave it to him. And we thought, well, if he's an investigative reporter, let's see what this guy has to say. And so for 3 weeks, this New York Times reporter literally had me roasting in the sense of, okay, is this guy going to come out and is he just going to cream us again, or is he going to actually give us facts? Because remember, when he approached me, he had actually said, I'm not like other reporters. So, again, as I said, for the next 3 weeks, I went back and forth with his questions as an open book, thinking to myself, is he going to report on what's actually going on here? So, again, I answered every question with great accuracy and thought. I thought about what I answered, and I showed him everything he wanted to see, as I said. And, folks, are you ready for this? Because this reporter, this is going to blow you away. This reporter put me on the front page of the New York Times in the style section. And when he did that, I read the article on a Saturday night right before it came out on Sunday. And after I read it, I thought, you have got to be kidding me. Folks, a reporter from the New York Times actually reported, you ready for this? The truth. He didn't pull any punches. He didn't throw his slant in there, not too far anyways. Yeah. He actually quoted what I quoted. He said what I said. He reported the facts. He didn't even give his opinion, though I knew what he was trying to do. He was trying to equate me with Michelle Bachmann, of course. Everybody's been trying to do that lately. And after I read the piece, I thought, wow, the guy really had some integrity. He stuck to his word. He didn't get weird on me.
It's actually an article that you will want to read as a conservative.
For serious.
In the New York Times.
For serious.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just wanted to exemplify to the people that, folks, this happens very far and few between. We were told by people, leaders all across the country, that this just doesn't happen. They don't report like this. They don't report factual stuff like this. This guy did. And it was great. And I called him back, and I just said, you know what? Thank you for being a different reporter. Thank you for sticking to your integrity. Thank you for being a man of your word. And I told him that because I wanted him to encourage him that many people across the country actually have been restored to the New York Times because he told the truth.
That's right.
Now, what's interesting about that, folks, is it came back to us that Sean Hannity said about the report that it made us look bigger than life. Ray Comfort, an international ministry, said that the New York Times gave us a good rap. And the overall feedback that we received from the people across the country and friends was, wow, that was fair. So, again, folks, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or go to youcanruninternational.com and read the article on the New York Times. And, again, yours truly was there, and I was just, again, I'm happy about saying that. He told the truth,
and he did just that. Part of what spurred him on to even come from New York to Minnesota in the first place was this My War documentary, and we've talked about it quite a bit, and you may hear it on a couple of the commercials, but I encourage you all on that same site, sonsoflibertyradio.com. That is the message that people like the New York Times, that Newsweek, ABC, people like that are seeking out to understand more about. What is that message? You can find it. It's a 5-part documentary. We have a free gift for you today. If you order it, you can find it at the website, sonsoflibertyradio.com. And we also, too, want to bring this out, folks, so that you have the opportunity not just to hear us on Saturdays, but you can hear Bradley preach. He's going to start a leadership church at the Jesus People Church, which is just, I believe it's just west of Maple Grove. So for those of you that are close to the Beltway here in the cities, you can come out to the Jesus People Church every Thursday at 7 p.m. We're doing leadership church. So it's not like your normal church setting, but we stick to the word, and we value input in this. So that's an interactive service. It's not just you come, hear somebody talk, and then go home. You actually interact here, and we've been getting a good feedback from that here recently. We want to invite all the Sons of Liberty listeners to come out to that as well. Again, every Thursday, 7 p.m., you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio to get more information, or you can call the office. We'd be happy to have you come out.
Cool. Back to the New York Times piece.
Yes.
The article was a piece on me and Michelle Bachmann in accuracy that I know her from a handshake, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing more, nothing less. Sorry, lying media. That's as far as we can go on that one. But I just wanted to interject one thought with Michelle Bachman. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, good thing local media doesn't lie, though.
No. They wouldn't want to do that because, you know, I mean, if they told the truth, then it would probably exemplify or magnify the fact of the fact that they're probably in a lot of trouble.
They're what everybody thinks they are.
Well, they are. They're exactly there. And their man is sinking with his ship, isn't he? Because
the Titanic.
A lie doesn't survive the truth.
That's right.
It just doesn't. So anyways, in saying that, I want to say this. I just heard Michelle Bachman yesterday on Fox News for a minute. And when Michelle Bachman first started out, it was all principled based on the truth and by the word of God and based on our Constitution. Not that any of the things that she talks about today has changed, but I did notice that Michelle is now using the same talking points as other candidates are. And laid in the same mold, might I say, economy. The golden calf. Well, America, I want you to listen to me clearly. The bad economy is because of corrupt morals. Candidates should be magnifying morality then and only then will the economy take care of itself. That's the problem. We have a moral problem. That's why we have a financial economic problem in this country. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. What do? They avoid what needs to be talked about because they don't want to get smeared in the press, yet the American people are waiting for their candidate to stand up and to be different than the other ones.
That's right.
But what happens, they begin to take on the same look, the same sound, so on and so forth. I just say this, Michelle Bachman, she needs to get back to who Michelle was at the beginning, not who America wants her to become. Because if she is, then she's going to look just like Abraham.
Mm-hmm.
Did I say Abraham?
Abraham, you said Abraham.
Aaron.
Maybe Abraham was his middle name.
I bet it was some in there. But the fact of the matter is, you can't change your passion for glory.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yep, that was a great topic.
Because if you do, at length, you'll lose them both.
Yep.
So if God has the heart, everything else will be worked out. So I say to that, amen.
You know,
and I just say that Michelle needs to get back to who Michelle is rather than what everybody wants her to be, because when she's on the talking points of the economy over and over and over again, mm-hmm. it sounds like a broken record.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know what? People didn't put you in that position, Michelle, so you can become Rick Perry and Mitt Romney.
Yep.
That's not what you're doing there. You stood out, and people want to see why you stand out, so do what you went there to do.
Yeah, and
don't change to make everybody happy, because that's where you lose. Mm-hmm. When you compromise, that's where you lose it.
Yep. And the fact is the government can't create jobs. We all know that. The government doesn't have a budget, doesn't have its own economy. It's there to protect our rights. But George Washington said, it is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible. And I think that's the message that all of us learn to love about Michelle Bachman, is she knew that exactly. It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible.
And by the way, for anybody out there that has ears to hear and eyes to see, is it just me, but is Rick Perry a patriot plant? I mean, my gosh, folks. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. What's the pith and marrow of this guy? Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
He has a big past.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The two pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Las Vegas.
Before the Collapse, Vinyl LP, by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse, by the Lost Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Why
don't want it? On 180 gram vinyl, and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Now available at Amazon.com.
Still ready to save? Then you're ready for the fall super sale at HerbalHealer.com. HerbalHealer.com has been the leader in quality natural supplements since 1988. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of incredible fall savings on all sale products running through October 18th. HerbalHealer.com is proud to offer eFoods Global products, premium storable foods that are delicious, contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. All you do is just add water. To learn more, click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com, and you can try eFoods storable meals for free. And don't forget to click the specials link for even more savings at HerbalHealer.com. Be sure to sign up for our free newsletter, and as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Hurry, sale ends October 18th.
This is a special alert from eFoods Direct. Silver just dumped to a two-year low, and right now the stock market crashes and recrashes daily. What does that mean to you? When stocks crash, companies fail, jobs are lost, and you can't buy the already too expensive food. eFoods just got notice that wholesale costs on pasta, rice, and beans will immediately jump 20%. The all-time high cost of sugar is tripling. Those who tried to buy silver for security just lost a big piece of the food their silver might have bought before it crashed. So what are you going to do? Get as much food as you can. With these problems you're facing, eFoods Direct has no choice but to extend the free shipping another week to October 9th. Free shipping to October 9th buys more food with shipping dollars. Call 800-409-5633, 24 hours. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hi, my name is Tom, and I just want to say that what I like the most about Jake and Bradley is that they understand that both Christianity and the politics of freedom are now countercultural. Jake and Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural countercultural movement, and one which is potentially much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So young people in particular, no matter how damaged they already are or because of this damage, know that a countercultural revolution is the only way out of this hole that we've dug for ourselves. And what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
That was actually Mayor from Shorewood, Minnesota. Thank you, Tom.
Very nice of you.
I'm humbled.
He tries to come in and humbly just be a radio show listener, but
he's not.
He's more than that.
You know it. I mean, you know we got the ear of all, you know, pretty much everybody,
well,
anybody.
I just want to let you guys know that I listen to you and I really like it.
Yes. I don't want to say a lot of Nicodemuses, but they are out there.
Yeah.
We do appreciate those Nicodemuses.
Is anybody listening to this right now?
I'm talking about food for thought right now, and I want to talk about a conversation I had this week with a state senator. After that, I want to talk about the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. I'm going to give them that number one more time, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. To my conversation with an individual this week, again, please keep in mind a state senator, that has no knowledge of the cross of Christ, none, nada, zero, zilch. This senator feels that to withhold God's truth is loving on a people that are lost and without hope. Let me explain. Let me explain the situation. It says in 1 Corinthians 1:18, it says, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." In Mark 8:34 through 38, it says, "And when the people had called unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them," listen to what Jesus said, this is the cross, "Whoso will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." This is what Christ said. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. This is the version of this state senator's love. This is what he's withholding from the people. Jesus said, for what is it if a man shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Jesus said, whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh in the glory of his Father with his angels. See, folks, these men try to get people to Jesus like this state senator when they themselves don't have Jesus. In other words, they try in essence to get men to Christ who do not believe that they are lost. I'll explain. They don't believe that they need a physician, so therefore they don't believe anybody else needs a physician. Why? Because they don't believe that they're sick. See, folks, sick men need doctors. The supposed Christians does not believe that they need to tell men that they are sick with sin because they might offend them, and there it is right there. They don't want to preach the cross because they don't want to offend anybody. Listen to this. Luke 5:31, and Jesus answering said unto them, they that are whole need not a physician, but they that are sick. Jesus said, he puts it into perspective, he's teaching you a spiritual analogy so you can understand in the natural. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Who are sinners? Those that break God's Ten Commandments, 1 John 3:4. Now, America, I want to ask you the question, which one is hate? A man has a disease within, another man has the cure. But because he says that he does not want to offend him by telling him of his disease, the man ends up dying. And this is the modern day version of the professed Christian. They don't want to tell men that they have a disease when they know they have a disease. And I'll tell you why, because they have never been brought to the great physician, Jesus Christ, because they don't feel anybody else has to. Back to the word, the law of God detects, exposes the disease. Jesus Christ's grace conquers the disease. Law to grace. The next objection from this individual was, I don't think we need to use God's law. Scripture says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin, for by the doctor is the knowledge of the disease. Romans 3:20. When you get pulled over for speeding on the highway, what does the police officer point his finger to as a reference of your violation? The law. I told this state senator this week, Jesus in the flesh was a preacher of the law. A preacher of circumcision going to the Jews that were broken by that law, Romans 15:8. By the way, the state senator, who's also a legislator, didn't want to talk about the law. What's wrong with civil government, America? His gospel's all mixed up.
Yeah, you can see how it permeates then into
it totally
civil government.
Does. So in other words, he doesn't feel that it's his duty to magnify the laws against criminals in the land to maintain righteousness that we now that has been bestowed upon us. I talked to a preacher one time, 30 years in the church. I looked at him and I knew better right at the point. I just wanted to cross-examine his biblical knowledge. I said to him, I said, sir, so are you a preacher of righteousness? He said, yeah, I'm a preacher of righteousness. Really? I said, so you're a preacher of the law unto judgment, which establishes righteousness through faith. He looked at me dumbfounded, and he said, what do you mean? I said, you're a preacher of righteousness, and you don't even have the law of God written in your heart? Hello? And the Bible tells us in Proverbs 28 that evil men understand not judgment. They think it's too harsh to enforce the laws, folks. That's in essence what this state senator was telling me. I don't think we need to use the law. No, we need to love people. Well, let me tell you this. You don't separate the law from love to establish love. God gave his laws because he loves. This was something that was common knowledge amongst our preachers throughout the land from coast to coast in the 60s. It's when the 60s came in, they said goodbye to God's law and yes to a Jesus that looks just like them. Let me keep going on here. I'm going to bring more clarity to this as I go on. And since I'm dealing with a lot of Americans that profess their Christianity, let me show you what Christ did and how he did it. This is what this senator said. He said, we don't need to use the law. We don't need to preach the law. That's the old covenant. This is what he said to me. I said, you have got to be kidding me. Christ never came to abrogate the law of God. He came to fulfill it. Jesus said, think not that I come to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Not one jot nor one tittle shall in any wise pass away until it's all fulfilled. And who fulfills it? The Bible tells us Christ is the end of the law. Do you understand? When I look at Arlington, I see what the men established through their sacrifice. And because I see their sacrifice, there's a gratitude on my part to honor what they died for. And what did they die to do? They died to magnify the law against tyranny. But according to these modern-day professed state senators, it's not love to tell the truth. No, to them, it's love to withhold the truth because it might offend. Because it might offend. Hang on with me, folks. Listen to what Jesus said to a rich young ruler. Remember, Jesus was a preacher of the law, going to the Jews that were broken by the law. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, speaking to Jesus, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. The first thing Jesus, the preacher of circumcision, Romans 15:8, stated, thou knowest the commandments, said Jesus to the rich young ruler that served a God that looked just like the rich young ruler. Jesus said to him, do not commit adultery. He said, do not kill, do not steal, do not lie, defraud not, and honor your father and your mother. Here's the rich young ruler coming back to Jesus, standing in his own righteousness. And he answered and said, master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, looking on him whom he loved, scripture says, and said unto him, this one thing you lack. So what does love do? Does it withhold the truth in the smallest detail? Well, let me ask you something. Or does it magnify the law until it's God's righteousness established through an individual, which is true love to hear and to repent? Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing you lack. Go your way, sell whatever you have and give to the poor. Christ went right to the heart. This is the one thing that holds you back from me. And Jesus said, thou shalt have treasure in heaven. Come, take up your cross and follow me. Was Jesus afraid that he was going to offend somebody with money who might just support his ministry? Or did he tell him the truth? He told him the truth. Take up your cross and follow me. I don't care who you are, saith the Lord of glory. I'm going to give you the truth because I am the way, the truth, and the life. The rich young ruler, scripture says, was sad at the saying and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? I'm speaking to you, America. And the disciples that followed Christ everywhere through the regeneration were astonished at his words. But Jesus again said, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Folks, I got to take another quick break. We're going to come back and I'm going to expound on this just a little bit more, and then we're going to get back to nostalgia. Be right back.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book.
Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson with Genesis, and I want to thank you for listening to the Sons of Liberty show and helping them spread their message of liberty and Christian values.
Wow, that's awesome. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate that, brother from another mother. He's the owner for our Genesis Communication Network.
Quite a patriot.
Cool. Folks, what we're talking about right now is a state senator, just food for thought before we get to nostalgia here, but a state senator who said to me, not to offend, basically withhold the cross that Jesus preached. In other words, what he was saying, and he did say this to me on the conversation, you know, we shouldn't have to incite the old covenant, the old law, the law of God, because it's too offensive to people. But it's interesting when you go to the New Testament, just to show you this man's folly and his ignorance, scripturally speaking. It says in Matthew 1, it says, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Well, I got to ask you a question, sir. Who's Abraham? Isn't that the guy in the Old Testament? Who's David? Not that guy in the Old Testament. Who's Abraham begat Isaac? Isaac begat Jacob. Jacob begat Judas and his brethren. Look at how detailed God is in genealogy and family lineage.
Yeah.
Incredible. Who are these guys? Jake, they're all Old Testament people.
What did Christ preach when he was on earth? Did he preach the New Testament? No, it was being written while he was alive.
And wasn't it the Old Testament prophets that were prophesying Jesus Christ?
Of Christ.
This is just really weird, but did the Lord really mean something when he said it?
No.
I think he really did. Now, folks, I was just talking about the rich young ruler, and Jesus basically used the law of God immediately. Oh, but those are the Jews. I know. We're the Gentiles. That's why we need to understand the law of God all the more, 1 Timothy 1:9, because the law is made for what? Unrighteous people, sinners, murderers, killers, so on and so forth, right? And if we have those kind of problems, then guess what we need to do is we need to magnify the laws. But he kept trying to get away from the law. I'll tell you why he tried to keep getting away from the laws. First of all, ignorance, and he hated the law because it exposed his sin.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be exposed for who he was. Okay? And keep in mind, folks, I'm talking about politicians. Makes sense, right? It's like a, you know, do criminals love cops? No, they don't. Why? Because the cops enforce the laws against their crimes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me go to the other side of that. We're talking about the rich young ruler. Now, let's talk about what Peter said, who was following Christ in the regeneration. Then Peter began to say unto him, Lo, we have left all and followed thee, Jesus. And Jesus answered and said, Verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, brother, sister, father, mother, wife, children, or lands for my sake in the Gospels. In other words, what he was saying is he was inciting Matthew 6:33, where it says, Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things will be added unto you. In other words, seek the heart of God, Jeremiah 29:11-13, not the hand of God. That's what he was saying. I go on, I'm back in Matthew. But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time houses, brethren, sister, mothers, children, and lands with persecutions. Persecution is foreign to these state senators, folks.
That's not of God.
Yeah, it's not of God. And in the world to come, life eternal. Let me go on. Now, folks, let me bring this in layman's terms. Let me give this to you in a carnal manner so you can understand what I was spiritually teaching you. Just for a second here. According to this man's version of love, I want you to take a look at America. Because, again, he's in state government. This type of professed Christian said okay to the oligarchy that was committed on the American people when they said no to 97% of the America to establish the laws and precedents concerning prayer in the public arena. He said it was love to let the law go. Okay? He also said that it was love when the divorce rate in America has been declining prior to 1962, but after, in 1963, divorce rates skyrocketed up to 117%. But don't use the law. But he said it's love to withhold the law. This is his version of love. Divorce has skyrocketed 117%. This is his version of love. Birth rates for unwed girls aged 15 to 19 have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls ages 10 to 14 years old. This is his version of love. Don't want to offend the little 10-year-old and tell her not to do that. Don't want to tell her, thou shalt not commit adultery. Better not tell her what Jesus said when he magnified in grace the law of God, because the law says, thou shalt not commit adultery. Jesus said in Matthew 5, even if you look at a woman or a man to lust after him, you've already committed adultery. Better not preach according to the Holy Ghost, John 16, who came to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, because men might really get saved then. But this is his version of love. It's to withhold the word of God and God's method, but rather let's do it man's method lest we offend somebody. The version of this man's love was we're number one in violent crimes, up 794% since the Supreme Court said yes to taking away prayer in public schools. And in the 1980s, they said away with the Ten Commandments. His version of love says, go ahead and kill babies in 1973. Folks, are you getting the point?
Mm-hmm.
Don't magnify that law. I mean, these people are in line with anarchy, and these people are in government. They're in line with the people that they complain with about 24/7, namely, as they call them, the leftists. They agree we need to get rid of the law.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Bible says we're supposed to judge men by their fruit. I'm judging them by their fruit. This man's version of love,
that's the fruit of it,
is the fruit of what I'm giving to you right now. Number one in the world for voluntary abortion. Better not magnify the law. Number one in the world for illiteracy. Better not tell parents that they are to raise up their children in the ways that they should go, and not a public school teacher that doesn't care because they just want a paycheck every week. And maybe we just want to overlook the 700,000 students graduating from high school each year that can't even read their diplomas, but never, ever instruct them with the use of the law, as it says in Romans 5. Don't do that, 3, 4, and 5, Romans. I mean, what's next? Don't want to enforce that law because, you know what? If we do, it might offend the homosexuals.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Better not offend the men that want to get married and the women that want to get married to each other.
Yeah, don't worry about helping
the
illness either.
No, don't want to do
when
that.
Men want to be women for some weird reason.
Just withhold the truth in the natural of the consequence of that sin physically. Don't do that. Don't love on the homosexual communities enough to tell them the truth.
Yep.
That's what this is about. Mm-hmm. Don't love on the kids enough to protect them, because we know our kids have been subject to everything and protected from nothing.
Yep.
And he calls it love.
Yeah.
You know, and you know what? Out of the other side of his mouth, you know what he's doing? He's complaining about the way society's going.
That's right. And that's why we need to elect him, because he's going to help clean it up. But we're not going to use the law in order to clean it up.
Now, right down the center of this, which one's hate? I'm asking you, America, which one's hate? What this man is doing is he's equating Christ to what he looks like and what he does, rather than what the Christ does look like. Because love is found in the resurrection of Christ, not in man's fallen carnal state. He's trying to equate his love to emotions and feelings rather than truth. And he's not looking out for men's souls or women's souls. He's looking to appease people so they vote for him again. That's what he's doing.
So it's really about the people? Oh, no, it's about
him. And his definition of who Christ is.
What makes him comfortable.
And I say this. Since when did hate tell the truth, folks? It doesn't. Love does. Love tells the truth. Hate does not.
I think that gives us a problem right there, because love is found in truth, not in the way that it's delivered, not in the emotion of love, but that literally is what love is. Love is truth.
It is truth. It sets men free. It was Christ that set men free with truth. Not with a lie. And he wonders why people are in bondage today, because he within himself knows that. Listen, and it's interesting how fast people learn the cross. Wait until it happens to them, and then they'll begin to understand the cross of Christ. Right. Because once it happens to them, now they want it to bring it into perspective.
Mm-hmm.
How many ministries today are started because of some violation?
Yeah. Somebody has been violated. That's right.
That's right.
Or there's a great gratitude on the flip side of that. There's a great gratitude for knowing I violated God's laws, and yet he saved me and redeemed me. Therefore, I go out and I get busy. But I can't think of a judicial system that would say to criminals who commit crimes, you know, we're gonna sentence you to a year of being hugged. We're going to hug you to justice.
No, can you imagine this guy, Jake? He's probably walking through the prison cells, hugging all the prisoners.
That's right. We're going to hug you to justice. We're just going to
love
you right up.
Love you. How many people did you kill?
That's right.
I love you, man.
Hey, we're
going to
hug you. But then we're going to give you 12 hugs for every 6 people you kill, because that's going to straighten you right out.
Next thing he brought up, he said, I don't want people to fear God. Isn't that interesting that he would say fear God?
Mm-hmm.
Psalm 34, come you children, hearken, listen carefully unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. I will teach you to hate evil and love that which is good. So in his ignorance, what was he saying? I don't want people to be afraid of God. Hey, listen, sinners have every right in the world to fear God.
Just like criminals, cops.
And just like children have a right and an obligation to fear their parents in a healthy way. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments.
There's that law again.
Proverbs 1:7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction.
That's Old Testament.
Proverbs 1, for they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. Is this starting to, like, click with some folks here? We're going to come back with hour 2. Hold up with us. Be right back.